Good morning and welcome to the conference call on the occasion of the presentation of the results for the first quarter 2011 of Vision Wireless Technology, which is now starting. This conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Chen Guoping, CEO, Mr. Henry Chen, CFO, and Mr. Drew Burns, Investor Relations Manager of Vision, as the moderators of this conference.
Thank you very much. Good morning to everyone, and thank all of you very much as well for taking the time this morning as we present our Q1 2011 operating results. We will get to the results in a second that our CFO, Henry Chen, will present. First, very quickly, I will go over a very basic overview of the company just in case there are any investors on the line who are new to our story. And then our CEO will conclude with a little bit more detail as far as what we saw for development early in the year and some initiatives that we're working on for the second half of the year and progress with that. In all, we did have a rather slow first quarter, consistent in keeping with that which we have previously communicated, and both our CFO and CEO will give greater detail on that a little bit later in the call. If you look at page 2 of the presentation that was circulated prior to the call, you see that the company was founded in 2002, so we've been around for about 9 years. Offices are across the Chinese mainland, Hong Kong, and Germany, and we're still a relatively small company at just over 200 employees. You see a quick overview of our product portfolio on page 3, the following page. As of the fourth quarter last year, we've started introducing new products into the market and diversifying our portfolio of product offerings. We were previously operating throughout company history on essentially a one-product business model with wireless dongles, wireless data cards. We now continue to sell that product as part of the larger group of wireless data terminals, which also includes 3G wireless routers. We are expanding into the wireless intelligent terminal space with an e-reader that we started selling at the end of last year and a tablet PC that will be released in the second half of 2011. We will release both a 7-inch screen and then later a 10-inch screen. And then finally, the third business area is the mobile application space, which we will enter into in the second half of the year as well with our own application store through our newest wholly owned subsidiary, Vision Anjuo. The majority of our sales are realized as direct sales to China's three major telecom operators, China Telecom, China Unicom, and China Mobile. That's true both of the wireless data terminals and of the mobile applications that we're going to be expanding into. If you flip ahead one more page to page 4, you see an overview of our results for the first quarter 2011. And I will now turn it over to our CFO, who will go over those results. Thank you.
Good morning. Vision showed slow operation results in Q1 2011, but it was still in line with our expectation, as we previously stated at the beginning of the year that Q1 would be weaker than the rest of year 2011. The sales revenue decreased 52% from Q1 2010 and decreased by 21% from Q4 2010. The major reasons were the decrease of the data card sales volume and the decrease of the gross margin. As a result, EBIT only reached about 1 million euro, a decrease by 86% from Q1 2010 and a decrease by 61% from Q4 2010. The EBIT margin decreased by 21 percentage point. The net profit margin slightly increased by 1 percentage point from Q1 2010 and increased by 10 percentage point from Q4 2010 because of the positive impact from the exchange rate movement. The total assets slightly decreased by 6% from the end of 2010 because of the enhancement of euro against RMB. But total equity accounted for 91% of the total assets at the end of Q1 2011, slightly enhanced from 89% as of the end of year 2010.
So those are our results in a nutshell. We'll now begin the CEO's portion of the presentation, which starts on the following page, page 5.
根据我们2010年的股东大会的授权和4月20号的监事会的批准，我们网讯开始这个回购股票的计划。
First of all, in accordance with the authorization we were granted at the annual general meeting in 2010, Vision announced the initiation of a share buyback program on April 21st, 2010, consistent with the publication of our annual report. The program that we have put in place allocates approximately 4 million euro to purchase up to 1 million of our shares over the exchange.
这是我们股票计划第一期准备回购100万股左右，面值为一股一块欧元。
And the shares have a notional value of the share capital of the company of 1 euro. For the course of the program, we would purchase up to 1 million shares.
截止到今天为止，我们总共回购股票19,225股，每股平均价格4.08分欧元。
And as of the close of the markets yesterday, Wednesday, May 11th, we had repurchased a total of 19,225 shares. The average price of these purchases was €4.08.
刚才 CFO 已经也报告我们第一季度的财务状况。
As you just heard our CFO introduce, we achieved revenues of about 12 million euro over the course of the first quarter, 2011.
我们也看到从财务数据里面看到财务数据不是非常满意，我想这是应该来讲是我们最不理想的一个季度。
As you can see, the results, while consistent with our expectations for a slow start early in the year, certainly are consistent with our expectations for ourselves or our expectations for how we expect the company to perform.
我们可以看到第六页，我们网讯还是专注于我们中国移动数据解决方案。
Therefore, if you look at page 6, you see some of the roadmap that we've outlined in order to improve the company. First of all, the company will remain focused in the wireless connectivity and mobile internet space.
由原来单一的无线数据卡，现在我们已经也开始已经有了无线智能终端以及Android的软件应用平台。
The company has already taken steps to diversify the business model, particularly more to come in the second half of this year, including wireless intelligent terminal product offerings and the Vision Android platform, which will develop integrate and distribute Android applications to mobile users throughout China.
而且WePad我们是专注于我们这个行业的用户，我们应该会在今年的第三季度会实行销售。
An important part of our move into the applications and wireless intelligent terminal space is seeking out industry-specific or corporate clients for whom we present customized mobile computing solutions, such as in the insurance industry, for which we've already developed an application, and we expect to begin realizing sales in this corporate space in the second half of this year.
因为中国通讯运营商因为网络拥挤的问题，所以说他把无线数据卡现在暂时压缩了这种的销量。那么现在中国联通 SSPA 加的从五月份已经也逐步开始有一点销售。
In addition to these initiatives, in our core business of the wireless data connectivity terminals, while we did see a slow first quarter, this is due in part to the fact that the operators are still in the process of optimizing and upgrading their networks, for which reason they have slowed down some of their procurement in the wireless data terminal space. However, we expect in this core business to also see improving results later on in the year,particularly as China Unicom, having completed its network upgrade, will begin to increase purchases of HSPA Plus, both wireless 3G routers and wireless data cards, which will, of course, be a boost to our business.
所以说我们相信在等到我们下 3.5G 的产品出来以后，我们的毛利率和我们的单价售价会比现有的产品有所提高。
This is also important because some of these technologies will fall into what's considered 3.5G technologies, which will also provide support for the average selling prices, given that the newer technologies fetch higher prices in the operator procurement.
第三个是我们移动互联网的应用平台 ，Android 的专注于 Android 的应用平台。
Finally, in the second half of the year, we have established or we will have fully operational a platform to distribute and integrate Android applications, mobile applications.
我们的 Android 应用平台的应用程序将基于境内外的各种的应用 销售给我们中国三大运营商以及设备独立的制造商以及我们微软的独立的安卓运营平台。
This is page 7 in the presentation as well, just in case anyone's lost on it. If you look at the second part, the Android applications, the company will distribute the applications both through its own platform online, to device manufacturers for both other third-party manufacturers of both smartphones and tablet PCs, and then, of course, through the three telecom operators, China Telecom, China Unicom, China Mobile, which have their own application stores as well.
我们这个应用平台有很强的这种的认证系统以及支付系统，在中国同样的运营商平台上是很高级别的。
We feel we have an advantage in working directly with the telecom operators in the mobile application space because we have already put in place a very strict certification process for any of the applications that we will distribute, and we also have a secure means of receiving and keeping track of online payments. This is something that will be fully online in the second half of the year.
我们看一下第八页。
If you look to page 8, we will go over very quickly the outlook that we see for the remainder of the year.
我们还是对今年的预测指引 7500万欧元到1亿欧元的净利润 以及息税前的利润 10到12 我们还是非常有信心的。
First of all, we reaffirm the guidance that we originally the guidance for the full year 2011 that we originally issued on the 31st of January this year, which calls for revenue between 75 million and 100 million euro and an EBIT margin of 10 to 12%.
所以说我们未来的收入会在多元化无线数据领域产品无线智能终端以及我们现在的移动应用的软件。
The reason for this is, as CEO previously iterated, we expect to see some improvement in the core sector of the wireless data connectivity terminal space, aided by the emergence of some 3.5G products that are coming out following the optimization and upgrade of networks, as well as more revenues coming in later in the second half of the year from the newer products and the mobile applications that we just went over a second ago.
总之来讲，我们在从去年16万开始，我们的团队、我们所有的工作人员为了工资、为公司新的业务的增加，都在积极的努力和付出。
So to put it in perspective, the company from top to bottom has been working diligently at diversifying the business model since the end of last year, and we expect to be able to see the greatest or most salient benefits from all these efforts over the course of the second half of 2011. And we remain confident in our guidance for the full year. We expect to see improvement in our performance as the year progresses, and we remain committed to continued improvement and increasing shareholder value.
Okay.
Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to our presentation. We welcome questions from all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. For your questions, please press star 1 now. Well, the first question is coming up from Mr. Nicolas van Stackelberg from Macquarie. Mr. van Stackelberg, may we have your questions, please?
Yes, good morning, and thanks for taking my question. Firstly, on the guidance that you reiterate today, I understand from the comments that we should expect that the year, if it progresses according to your plans, it will be very significantly back-end loaded. So could you help us, what the guidance implies is that you need to bridge a significant amount of sales to even reach the lower end of your full year guidance, and to generate in that case an EBIT margin of 10.4%. And I was hoping whether you could maybe help us understand in a bit more detail how you intend to get there, and which of the products that you have announced will be the biggest contributor towards bridging that gap. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. One moment, please, while we translate for the CEO. 他问的就是说既然我们第一季度只完成了1200万的收入，那如果达到这个7500万的话，尤其是下半年就是需要特别特别多的这个销售收入，我们如何能够达到就为什么有信心可以完成这些。通过什么？第二呢，就是说下半年产生的收入最多的产品是哪些？
我们从第一季度的数据可以看出来，我们所有的收入都是出现在我们原有的这个三季的产品数据卡上。
First of all, looking at the results from Q1 2011, you see that the revenue from this quarter was entirely derived from our original product line, and of course that entails primarily 3G wireless data cards.
我们从这个整个分析报告里面，我们今年的平板电脑的收入 ，Pad 的收入会占整个收入的 30%到40%左右。
However, for our full year results, we expect the product that we will be releasing in July this year, the tablet PC, to account for approximately, by the end of the year, account for approximately 30% of our total revenue for the full year.
还有第二个增加，我们是在 SSPA 加以时 EVDO 离历史币的这个中国电信的 离历史币的产品，两个就是等于 3.5G 的无线数据卡。
And then we do also have confidence in reaching the guidance due to the fact that China Unicom will be procuring products in the HSPA Plus space and China Telecom in the EVDO Revolution B space.
所以这两块对我们来讲的销售收入是从第二季度六月份开始就可以明显看出来了。
So it's for a confluence of these two factors that we reiterate the guidance and expect a better second half of the year. And also with the EBIT margin, the EVDO Rev and the HSPA Plus products as newer technologies will fetch higher prices, which is beneficial for the margin, of course. And then we are counting on the tablet PC products to contribute about 30% to the full year revenue. And of course, that contribution will come over the course of the second half of the year.
Thank you. And maybe a follow-up question, if I may. On the application side of the business, could you also share with us the significance of this business, or should we be a bit patient maybe and look forward into next year? Maybe this year it's more of an issue to help drive your hardware sales. And finally, could you also maybe share with us the progress that you've made year to date on distribution channels for your new product? Thank you.
Okay. The question with the applications was, I didn't hear quite clearly, you're asking how much we'd expect to contribute to the results?
I was wondering whether you expect this to be a revenue contributor or whether we should think more about it as a differentiating factor that helps to sell hardware.
Okay. One moment, please, while we translate the question. Thank you.
He said he has two questions. 软件应用这个方面，软件应用呢，他想知道说，软件应用我们是期待软件应用这方面在11年就会产生收入，还是说，期待就是说11年只是一个打基础阶段，主要的收入就是有明显收入的这个是会在下一年，这是一个问题。第二个问题就是说。
那个就是说，还是说我们期待今年的时候呢，这个软件应用呢，只是主要作为这个叫什么硬件销售的一个区别于别的应用的区别于别的供应商的一个方式或者手段。第二个问题就是说，他想知道关于渠道这方面，就是关于新产品的渠道方面有什么进展。
OK。
第一个部分，我们2011年的这个安卓的收入，其实对微软整个这个估计1亿欧元收入的左右，是金额是很少的，大概会在100万欧元左右。
但是对如果整个安卓的这种的市场来讲
first of all, the question regarding what we expect from the applications platform and our venture into the mobile application space, we expect to establish a foundation over the course of the second half of 2011 in this space, but we don't expect it to bring a significant contribution to revenue, or it's not significantly factored into our consideration for the guidance for 2011, and the actual revenue creation in the mobile application space for us would begin in 2012 in any significance. With regard to sales channels,
我们安卓的这个应用程序其实不是专门为微信而说为了销售这个硬件产品，其实我们80%的这个功能是为其他的这个没有安卓平台的人而运营的。
Sorry, there's one more comment that the CEO has with regard to the Android application business, and that's that while you could look at it as a differentiator,that aids in our hardware sales as well, it in a larger aspect in the future will be something that is in some extent independent of our hardware sales as well, as we look to provide the services that we're offering to other companies that do not have a platform such as this of their own, for instance, other device manufacturers that would benefit from the ability to use applications that we're distributing as well.
第二个问题就是我们微信原来的和我们是原来是通过代理商和运营商两个渠道，现在我们也又增加了两个渠道，而且是比如说卖场，像苏美国美苏宁这种的大的卖场。第二个我们微派的是行业用户，比如说这个中国的这个几大保险公司。
Now with regard to the sales channels, the company throughout its history has been a major seller, or has sold primarily through two major sales channels, the first being the three major telecom operators, China Telecom, China Unicom, and China Mobile, and the second being retailers and distributors. We've made progress on two fronts in this regard. First of all, expanding our presence with retailers and distributors, particularly in preparation of the release of our newer products,while maintaining a solid footing at the same time, or a foundation with the telecom operators. And then second is the so-called industry clients that we've mentioned before, which is a B2B sales model selling to corporate clients with mobile computing applications and hardware solutions for their workforce. The first venture into this will be in the insurance industry with tablet PC designed to be light and easy to carry for mobile sales staff,with applications embedded that help formulate insurance policies on the spot during a client visit. So we've moved from essentially only operator and retailer distributor channels to maintaining those two channels while also making headway and establishing connections with corporate or industry clients, first of all in the insurance industry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the next question is coming up from Mr. Thomas Klumpt, private investor. Mr. Klumpt, we have your questions, please.
Good morning, everybody. One question regarding your euro position. The last quarter there was always some write-offs. What is the situation right now?
Okay. Thank you for your question. One moment, please, while we translate.
How do you
explain? We have the euro, in the currency of the euro, it says that every quarter there are some write-offs. What is the situation now? Write-offs.
We didn't have any significant euro position change. We have a fixed deposit on euro cash from end of 2010 to now.
Thank you.
For any further questions, please press *1 now.So we have one more question from Mr. Werner Friedman from Asandes. Mr. Friedman, may we have your questions, please?
Good morning. I have an additional question on your sale of tablets to the insurance sector. I wonder whether there is something a bit firm on that, like a letter of intent or already an order for that. Could you elaborate on this, please?
Thank you for your question. One moment, please, while we translate it.
他说的那个行业
保险行业的应用，他说
有没有什么固定的，
这个只是一个我们的想法或者意向，还是说现在已经有订单了，或者是有谈判或者合同，或者
比较明显的这个
比较明显的销售的迹象？
我建议说还在谈判的过程中，如果有进步的话肯定会公布。
我们是个应该来讲是我们所有的我们的软件专门为保险公司的定制开发全部都做完了，目前正在测试当中。
The applications that we referenced with regard to for example, the policy formulation mobile application have been completely developed and are currently already with the insurance companies, and they're in the process of testing and certifying them.
而且测试我们在三家测试当中是最领先的。
Initial feedback from the testing that the insurance companies have been engaged in has been positive, and if we do have then firmer commitments such as advance orders in the future, we'll certainly communicate that to the market at the appropriate time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is it more than one insurance you're talking to on that, or is it only one?
Yeah.One moment, please. 三家公司的。
三家公司对。
The testing that's that we referenced that's in progress right now is being done by three different companies.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Our next question is coming up from Mr. Nicolas von Stackelberg. Mr. Stackelberg, your questions, please.
Yes. Thanks for taking my follow-up question. On working capital, you've generated more than 10 million euros.In cash, positive cash flow from working capital in the quarter. As you're looking to ramp up the new products, I would expect that we should probably expect to swing back to a negative position. Maybe Henry, you can give us some stir or some share some of your planning, especially in relation to the tablet product. You've indicated that 30% of your sales this year are to come from this new product class.At the lower end of your guidance, that implies 22.5 million euros in sales. Can you give us a feel for the impact on your net working capital position in the remainder of the year? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. Please wait one moment while he confirms something with the CEO.
Nicholas, basically, the occupation of working capital.From the tablet PC business will start basically starting from the end of Q2 when we start to order the production from OEM suppliers. And so in the second half, basically based on our current expectation, it will account for about 20 million euro cash from the whole tablet PC business because of the occupation will come from the basically prepayment for orders and you know purchase of materials and the accumulation of receivables.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and maybe another question on the tablet business. Historically, PC manufacturers have known to generate very different operating margins, but many of them also only generated kind of mid-single digit margins. You're guiding obviously for twice the amount, at least 10-12%. What makes you confident that you can generate these types of margins, including on the tablet products?
One moment, please. We'll place your question to the CEO. 他就说很多这个，因为我们以后卖的这个平板电脑越来越多，然后他就说那个这个电脑的厂商呢，他们一般来说呢，它溢利率是大概在4%-5%，特别特别低，因为做硬件嘛。那我们是这个的一倍，10%-12%。我们为什么有信心我们可以维持这样的一个契税权利润率？
4%、5%是指的平常的这个平常的这个消费类的这个平板电脑。
First is that the greatest margin pressure and greatest price competition comes in the consumer market or the more open market for tablet PCs.
我们就决定我们不做这一类的消费电脑，我们所有的 Pad 里面都装有专属的内容。
However, we won't be competing directly in the consumer tablet PC market, whereas, as stated, we'll look for more niche clients, such as in the insurance industry.
比如说我们卖给行业的用户以后，专门是有行业的应用软件。
This provides a possibility to add value by including embedded applications specifically designed for the industry of the company to which we're selling.
比如说我们卖给女生的时候用的时候女孩子的时候它上面会有比如说这个其他自己的这个专属的软件。
So we do have the ability then to, in accordance with the needs of a specific client, customize a solution for that client and thus avoid the sort of cutthroat pricing competition that goes on in the broader consumer market, and thus we have a little bit more optimistic outlook on the margins for that reason.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at the moment, so for any further questions, please press star 1. So we have one more question coming up from Mr. Daniel Hagerlöf from Signature Investment. Mr. Hagerlöf, may we have your questions, please?
Yes, I'm a little interested to hear somewhat more about how you see the current trading in second quarter. You say that your year will be backloaded with an increase in sales forecasted for the second half, and you had this 12.6 million revenue in first quarter. Can you say anything about the second quarter if you see that more or less in line with the first quarter, or if you see that these completions of carrier network upgrades may allow you to have a somewhat better second quarter, also from a seasonal pattern, typically second quarter is better than the first quarter.
Okay. Thank you for the question. We'll get the CEO's thoughts on it for you. One moment, please. 就是我们今天讨论的问题，他说，第二季度我们现在以我们现在看来会跟第一季度差不多，因为他认可这个可能下半年比上半年要好很多。那第二季度会跟第一季度大同小异，稍微好一点，稍微差一点，好很多，怎么样？我们就是从我目前看来，第二季度会是什么样
的情况？能说吗？
就是大概稍微的谦虚一点吧。
老实说的话，就是第二季度的这个从营业额角度来讲，会比这个第一季度好了很多。
We expect to see improvement in the business over the course of the second quarter. 还是讲一下原因吧。
对，因为我们的 HSPA 加。和 Pad 六月份就开始销售了。
And the reason for the expected improvement in the business is what you sort of mentioned in the question, that typically the first quarter is generally a little bit weaker for us anyway. And then second is what we mentioned earlier in the call with the procurement of HSPA Plus products by China Unicom and then the EVDO Rev B with China Telecom. We expect this to provide a boost in the core segment of the wireless data connectivity terminals and then further on in the second half of the year then that would be bolstered by the newer products. But looking only at the second quarter, we expect improvement in the core business which leaves us optimistic that it will show improvement over the first.
So you have,
And for Q2 there will not there will not be kind of a holidays effect, the stronger holidays effect shown in Q1 2011.
Okay, thank you.
There are no more questions at the moment.
要不要总结？
啊，我总结一下。
Okay, if there are no further questions, our CEO has a couple closing thoughts.
非常高兴今天给大家开这个第一季度的这个业绩的报告会议。
Very happy to have the chance to answer all of your questions and present our results this morning.
我们开这个会议前提我们坐在这里给大家开会首先我们感到这个压力是非常大也跟 可能这个你们跟你们一样心情可能不好。
We look towards the future with both optimism but also with a sense of feeling pressure that we will need to improve the business and continue working hard and striving to create greater shareholder value.
但是我们总的来讲也很好的我们中国移动互联网这种呢和移动智能终端是一个未来发展的一个趋势我们网讯已经做好了这一方面的准备
However, we feel that from our own standpoint in the marketplace in which we're operating we are taking the necessary steps to ensure that the company will continue to become stronger over the course of this year and further on into the future
而且的话我们希望各位股东以及我们投资者给我们多一点点时间
And we thank you again for your support. We ask, of course, that you continue to have patience as we are working hard and working diligently around the clock to continue building our business.
我会带领我的团队在这一次这个我们这个整个的一个困难的这个时机以及我们整个世界的这个移动通信转型的时机我们一定会抓住这个很好的机会。
And we'll continue pushing each member of our management team to achieve stronger results and to more fully take advantage of opportunities that are emerging in the wireless internet marketplace.
请我们再努力，请大家相信我们。
We'll continue working diligently. Thank you once again for your support, and we appreciate your continued support.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone.
We want to thank Mr. Guo Ping, Mr. Chen, Mr. Burns, and all participants of this conference call. Goodbye.